you know, from an intervening perspective, what is your reaction to this?
There's a lot we are pleased about. So they proposed to build two large gas plants and got approval to build only one of those. And those are large and expensive and represent a 40-year commitment to fossil fuels. So we're pleased that only one was approved rather than both of them. And they the companies also proposed some large-scale solar, and the PSC approved those. And that's a good thing. The PSC recognized the value of the solar in meeting our energy needs and saving customers money. So we were pleased about that. Mm-hmm. Then the other major component of the case was their request to close four coal plants. And they were granted closure of two of them, the Mill Creek coal plants. And for the other two, the PSC deferred rather than fully denied the closure of those, acknowledging that there's time to make that decision after getting some resolution of a lot of uncertainty about new environmental regulations that would affect all fossil fuel plants. And the PSC also said they need to see how much energy efficiency and demand side management and distributed energy resources can be built out to meet our energy needs and possibly mitigate the need for future fossil fuel generating plants. So with all those decisions, we see a lot of good in that and feel like now is the time for us to go full strength on building on energy efficiency programs and exploring ways to manage demand and exploring distributed energy resources.
So the two aging, to make sure I'm clear on this, so the retiring of two, what they, you know, termed here aging coal generation units, mm-hmm. those are yeah. both at Mill Creek? Is that where they are, both of them?
Yes.
And where
yes,
is that?
Near Louisville.
Okay. Yeah.
And okay. they affect the air quality in Louisville.
Yes. Okay. I'm remembering that now. Okay. Okay. So are you, and you kind of touched on this a little bit, but as far as putting a pause on the other two, you know, shuttering, they say, or you know, closing, is that disappointing or is that okay to wait on those two as you feel?
Well, it would be better to close them all right now, I believe, but it's reasonable to put the pause and that's deferring rather than fully denying them is a good outcome.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So what do you think can be the impact of this, for our environment?
Oh, well, it's good that we're only building one of the new gas plants, and we certainly, for the environment, need to eliminate as much fossil fuels as possible and turn our attention to energy efficiency and distributed energy renewable resources. Because Kentucky has one of the most carbon-intensive energy supplies in the country. And some of the worst energy efficiency programs in the country. And we've certainly seen the impacts of climate catastrophes and the expense of those catastrophes in the state. So we certainly need to move as much as possible away from fossil generation and toward renewable energy and energy efficiency. And this also, a major impact is on ratepayers. Kentucky, low-income people in Kentucky have some of the highest energy burdens in the country. That is the percent of their income spent on energy. And we have high disconnection rates also. So whatever we can do to improve those outcomes, the better.
Mm-hmm. You know, on that last point you just made, so with this strategy, does, you know, over the long haul, does that mean or can mean better rates or lower rates for customers then?
We believe so. And one of the dangers, for example, of the fossil fuel plants is that, of the gas plants, is that they have a 40-year lifespan. And so that's a long commitment to fossil fuels in the face of climate change and necessary environmental regulations. So those could potentially be stranded assets that customers end up paying for.